8 dBF. I started with an FT60 and never really looked back. I kept going up from there. I have never been fond of Chinese radios. I got a handful of them. Like the Quansheng, and then I do have a DM32, which is what turned me on to spending more money and getting a Motorola. I don't know why that was the gateway drug, but I was playing DMR on that radio. I'm like, if this is how good this $50 radio is, I can't imagine what a Moto is like. But you're right. That Bovang DMR stuff's pretty damn good.
I know it's tempting to a lot of new hams. You know, they hear ham radio is expensive. It is. I mean, the first 2-meter radio I bought was a ICOM 282. I figured, what radio should I get now that I'm a technician? You know, I already had my HF station as a novice. What radio should I get? One guy says, take a look at what everybody's got, and then you can ask questions. Everybody had a 2AT or a 2AT, 3AT, and a 4AT, 2 meters, 220, 440, respectively. Some guys had Kenwoods, and a few had, a company that's no longer around. Can't remember the name of it. Their radios looked a lot like the Kenwoods, I think, or the, Santec. Yeah. Santec radios were like a duplicate copy of whatever Yaesu made. And Santec didn't stick around too long. But I bought the first dual-band radio that was made by Yaesu. It was called the FT727R. Why was that a handful? I remember a dozen of us went down to Michigan Radio back when it was on South River Road over by Selfridge. We went in there, bought our radios. A week later, we all showed back up, turned them all back in for warranty repair. The radios would not hold the memory. They'd work fine in the VFO mode, but they would not work. Once you tried to commit it to memory, it wouldn't save it. So we sent them back to Yaesu, and a week after that, we all went back. Our radios were there, and everything was working fine. So slight aberration in the way the circuit boards are made. I guess it was a simple fix, but still, all that shipping back and forth.